Welcome in, folks, to the Can We Kick It podcast. I'm your co-host Mike, along with Chuck here.
What up, Mikey?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, just a lovely, lovely Tuesday. A little bit of work, a little bit of golf.
Nice.
Now a little bit of podding.
Hit the links.
So, yeah, hit East River 9, little 9-hole par 3. I wish I would have had a lowercase golf backpack, but
Been a
don't
little
have
lighter
one
than the
yet.
full bag, yeah.
So, fun little course, nice sunny afternoon. So it's quite brilliant.
Nice. I usually play in like the 80s, when I golf, anything hotter than that, I'm just fine. That's my golf joke. I usually like to play in the 80s or 90s. Anything hotter than that, I can't play that. Yeah. Try to keep the strokes down. Oh man, yeah, not a lot on TV at the moment. We're going to be talking about Severance a lot. I will say what I did watch recently, Below Deck Down Under, season
Oh, is
three
that the
just
new?
debuted. Yeah, and it is oof, chock full of drama already, episode one. So that's been that was we just watched it earlier today, so that'll be a fun watch this season. So other than that.
Have you watched American Primeval yet?
No. I know Marcus was telling us about that from work.
I've been meaning to put it on because
Yeah.
I've now that just Severance is kind of the only weekly show that I'm watching after Silo and the others ended. And I'm just besides reading
You give up on
and
1883, 1923?
yeah, I haven't gone back. I think I only have one episode left in the first season, but I don't even know if I want to spend the time
Can't blame you.
watching it. So we'll see. I'm
Gotta
a
use your.
completionist, so I may just finish the first season, but I've been much more enjoying reading. So I think,
Yeah, you've
I don't
been
know if
blown through it.
last week we talked a little bit about the Silo books that both of us are reading, and I finished the third installment, Dust, which you have Wool, Shift, and Dust. And then I'm about halfway through another book by Hugh Howey called Sands, and that's also a really interesting kind of near future dystopian
Yeah, it's like not the
world.
same universe, but it has to do post-apocalyptic and like sand diving for artifacts and stuff like that. Really, really interesting concept. Yeah.
So it's good. So looking forward to finishing that and then getting on with some other books. So kind
Nice.
of been doing more reading in downtime, which historically more TV, but
Yeah. It's about to
trying to
become a
make use
book
to
podcast,
Hey, Chuck and Mike here. Just I don't know, we'd have to rename it from Can We Kick It to, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, it'd have to be like, can we flip it?
Can
We can
we
flip a page. Yeah.
flip it?
I've
Can
actually
we
been
lick it? Can we lick it?
yeah, can we look it? Yeah. I've been reading or listening to the audiobook The Wright Brothers by David McCullough.
David Wright from the Mets.
Yeah. Dude, I've this is like my fourth time actually like reading listening to the audiobook. Their story is amazing, the Wright Brothers, and how they basically created air travel. It's insane. So that's a good read if anybody wants to read something different.
Yeah, I've been hemming and hawing, going back and forth. I used to mostly all I used to read was really like nonfiction, like biographies and historical stuff, and then just started getting into more science fiction and more dystopian future than I like true science fiction. But you did send me something today
Yes, sir.
that Apple TV announced Neuromancer, a new drama based on these three books that I well. The William Gibson book Neuromancer is part of the what's it called,
Is it the
trilogy, the
Sprawl trilogy?
Sprawl trilogy. Yeah,
Yeah.
so there's three books: Neuromancer, Overdrive, and Mona Lisa Smile. Ramona, yeah, so I'm trying to remember the, but I've read all three of them, and it's kind of like cyberpunk,
Matrix
sci-fi,
almost
maybe,
type stuff. Yeah, that's definitely right up your alley. Yeah. And I think he also he
Count Zero
Count
and
Zero, that's what it is.
Mona Lisa Overdrive.
Yeah, he also wrote or was the basis for Johnny Mnemonic, which I remember seeing the movie as a kid with Keanu. Yeah, William Gibson,
He wrote, yeah, Johnny Mnemonic as well. But
Love
yeah,
that
good
movie.
stuff in it. And then you also sent me something else today that there's a spin-off of freaking
For All Mankind.
For All Mankind. I was like, First Man, but For
Yeah,
All Mankind,
close
called
enough.
Star City from the Russian point of view. So that'll be
That's
fun
gonna
to
be
kick around as well.
wild. Yeah, they cast Reese Ifans. I think that's how you say his name. I'm not terribly great at it. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's a that guy. He's a British that guy. He's a really good actor, but he's gonna be like the driving force behind the Soviet space program. So, oh, dude, it's gonna be really dark, I think. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, Apple TV's been doing a great job. I think we're watching Severance right now, and then but we're about to make the shift over to HBO with
Yeah, we
White
are.
Lotus in February and Gemstone, Righteous Gemstone in March. So
Back to back Goggins.
double Goggins, baby.
There's gonna be like 2 weeks of overlap. It's gonna be insanely good.
I can't wait till Goggins is in third season of Severance. Like, is a go home nerd, or what is a
Go on, get who's talking to me? Dude, he's amazing. Yeah, we got White Lotus coming up in 12 days as of recording today. Gemstones in 32 days. And then I know I just binged all, I think the first four seasons of You on Netflix. That the final season's coming out just before Gemstones, and it looks incredible. So there's a lot of stuff coming in the next 30 days, and I'm really excited.
Her
Her?
egg.
And Bland? She likes to take a
You
hard-boiled egg and put it in her mouth and squirt a mayonnaise packet. She calls it a mayonnaise. People got to watch Arrested Development if you don't know what the hell you're talking
a
about.
man egg. Oh, that's so great.
Oh, dude. So
So let's talk about Severance.
that leads us into Severance, and we're on the third episode, and this episode is called "Who Is Alive," which interesting how they're naming the episodes, to be honest with you, but very on the nose. And this episode really is very segmented in how each person has their own storyline for the most part. Adam Scott and Helly are doing their own thing. We can go person by person, but
Yeah, they did like the kind of old school like trope in movie and TV, get a group of people and then give them kind of each their own mission, right? So it was a good device to kind of move the story forward. We had the first two episodes were kind of right after the end of season one, told by the innies and told by the outies, and then now we get kind of back into the combo, the normal type of episode. And then, the innies are, we spent much of last year with them together on missions and working together. But under the new regime with Milchek, everybody's going their separate ways to try to kind of solve their own issues, right? So we have Helly and Mark going to explore. We have Dylan blowing off Irv, and we have Irv heading back to OND. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, Mark. So they all get together, right? And so does the episode start with Mark? Yeah, like he's like counting how long it takes for him to get to the severance floor.
He counts. 2 minutes, 14 seconds, I think it was. And we don't know why yet as the episode starts. And then he gets down to the severed floor and is like, starts giving out, okay, here's Miss Casey. We're going to go around to different apartments. And,
Yeah, I love how he's just printing out flyers and nobody's like saying shit. Like, yeah.
So,
So yeah, he's like, hey, we all need to like look for Miss Casey, and everybody's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. But in reality, they got like Dylan's like, oh, I'm in a real groove. I got to keep going on this case file. And Irving's like, yeah, maybe I need to go to O&D. I don't know, maybe. And then Mark and Helly go off on their own, looking for Miss Casey. And I think they want to start with the goat people. They're like, maybe if we start there, maybe somebody has seen her there. And the goat department is called the Mammalians Nurturable. Yeah.
Did you look that up, what that means?
I did not.
Is like mammal nurturing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
gotta
look it
be.
up
Yeah.
either, but mammalian searchable. So we saw a hint of one of the guys with the goats, a baby goat last season in
Yep.
another room.
They're not
Now
ready
we
yet.
go, they crawl like almost being John Malkovich style, like where
Yeah.
it crawls into his brain, but it's not. And they end up in this big room with grass hills and a bunch of goats, and then a guy in a whole big black Satan demon looking goat costume. And then we have Brianna Tarth from Game of Thrones
Whose
come
name is
out and said, "Are
Lorne.
you here to kill me?"
Yeah. Which good to see her in something again.
She was great. She was actually on this official Severance pod with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott talking about how she got into acting, and she was it was discovered as like a fashion model first. And but she was that was she said it was the first podcast she was ever on, like,
Wow.
and about the show. So she was pretty interesting. So that was a good check. If you want to check that out.
I do like that. Yeah, they wound up finding the tunnel for the goats, and it's almost like Alice in Wonderland. Like they just went further down the rabbit hole, and it just got fucking weirder. Because now there's like a whole grassy knoll of goats and goat people, and who want to see their bellies for whatever
Well,
reason.
no, I know why. I'll tell you why this it got lost from the first season. A lot of people were questioning this because in the first season, they when MDR and OND, and they had different paintings where MDR attacked OND or OND attacked MDR. The rumor about MDR was they had pouches
That's right.
for their babies, and that's why they wanted to see the bellies, because OND thought said the same thing, but it was like one of those throwaway things,
Yeah.
in season one. So that was kind of brought back. And it was very interesting how the couple observations that I have from this whole thing was, I would assume that this would be any marks like first time seeing grass. When they saw the goat last year, they were kind of it was mind blowing. But then they see this grass and they're just like, no one bent down to touch it and said, "What the hell is this?" And I mean, I guess maybe they learn some things down there and they know what it is, but kind of
Well, I
like
love that
when in the
they went through the tunnel, and he's like, "Oh, watch out, there's poop." And it's like, how does he know that shit?
well, and then it kind of goes the any was I so I guess they probably know the concept, because the Arrested Development character from the first episode of the season and the new refiners, she is asking Mark, like, did you see the sunset? Did you feel like the like asking about the outside?
Yeah.
But what Mark encounters, great. He knew what poop was, but didn't even like flinch at the grass or,
Yeah.
but I mean, they are on a mission, try to find Miss Casey, and everybody's reluctant. But then Mark vaguely threatens one of the goats, and then they start talking,
Yep.
and determine that Miss Casey's been there before. So I have a feeling she's been to every department. But
Because Petey did say in the first season, right, Mark's old boss, that there are people who don't leave the severed floor. And I think that's
yeah.
the goat people. They don't look like they leave.
Well, it's funny, I would agree, but like I know Miss Casey said their Audi, told one of them like their Audi does something. But it could be the whole thing. They don't know. Well, I guess they would know when they came off the elevator every day.
Just smell it like goat. Yeah.
But yeah, how many do you think? We know there's OND and we know now there's the goat people, and we kind of know from last season. Is there how many more departments do you think we have?
Well, we know for sure that there's a door making department because all doors are made in-house at Lumen. So we know that's factual.
But is that on the severed floor?
Oh, that's a good point.
So that'll be interesting to see. If they discover more, but it's interesting because I think the goat, it'd be interesting to see in the grand scheme of things because you had the one encounter with the goat and one guy in the first season, and now this whole 10-minute sequence with the goat herders. Like, what is the role in the grand scheme of things? Is it just something cool and stylish and different, or is it actually part of the story? And I have a theory, but we'll talk about that later in
We'll get
theory
to theory
corner.
corner here in a bit.
So, I think let's jump back to Irving and then Bert, and then we go back to Helly and Mark. Because there's a lot more, I think, with them. But Bert was pretty quick. I mean, Bert was basically Bert's time on the show this week was
You mean Irving?
going to Owen. Yeah, Irving. Yeah,
Yeah, John
Burving.
Turturro. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in
So
love
yeah,
with Bert.
Irving's there. Yeah. Irving goes to OND, talks to Felicia. And they reminisce about the old times, tell a story about Bert and how the only time Bert was nervous was whenever Irving was coming around.
Sweet story. Had to get his hair
And
right.
Irving showed Felicia a picture book that he drew of Bert. And then one of the doors, as we learn from Felicia, is the export floor. That Irving draws in his house, stays up all night drinking coffee and listening to rock music, painting that. And now we know what it is, or
The
what Felicia
export
says,
floor.
export floor. And they used to deliver stuff.
Exports hall, whatever.
Yeah. They used to, OND would produce, manufacture, deliver to it. Now someone else picks it up and
Correct.
delivers. So,
And she remembers where it's at.
yeah. So I'm sure going forward, we're going to have a Felicia Irving field trip there.
It's just going to be like the basement in Westworld. It's just a bunch of naked bodies.
There's like all naked Berts in there. But I'm assuming, or I'm kind of thinking that Bert and Irving, because they've met somehow there before. If Irving has been drawing that picture, Felicia knows the export floor, Paul, whatever it is, there's got to be some connection there.
There's going
Did
to be some
Irving,
kidding.
did Irving, did he work, on the other side of that? And did
Did he
Bert
work
used
in
to
O and
bring
D?
it? Yeah.
Theory
So,
corner. Theory corner.
And then Dylan also had an interesting time this week.
Dylan is easily swayed with the perks, my man. He is a bait and switch, poor bastard.
Yeah,
He
gets like totally blows off his coworkers for 18-minute supervised emotional conjugal visit with his Audi's wife.
which love that it's 18 minutes. I hope there's meaning behind 18 minutes because that is freaking amazing.
And it was very, I think it
Awkward.
was per yeah, it was very, I would imagine that's how it would go, because baby Dylan doesn't know her, and but she knows Audie Dylan at home. And I think it was a really good job of how it kind of set the scene with it, and how Miss Wong was like listening in the whole time. And when when Gretchen mentions, "Oh, Seth said it may be awkward," and
Who?
Dylan's like, "Who's Seth?" And she's like, "Please refrain from talking about," or I'm like, "Oh shit." But he knows that his Milchick doesn't know his first name. And very interesting encounter. And what she sees is that, and basically tells Dylan, who he thinks on the outside does muscle shows and is as confident as him, is that it, greatest thing, like, he dumb? Like, when Dylan says he
You
dumb,
dumb?
like, in your, like, he a fuck up?
You
Like,
dick?
he a dick? So he's kind of a fuck up. And she doesn't say anything. And I think you see us kind of go, oh man, like, because on the inside, he's like top performer, all the perks. And on the outside, he's kind of set adrift. And,
Yeah, he's a go-getter. Yeah, but on the outside, he's a loser, basically. I mean, you see him out, when like later, right? Like she like is going to work, which she a cop? Is she a security guard at the mall? I don't. She's got the tie clip, and she looks like a cop to me, but I don't know. She probably works security at Lumen. That's probably the reality there.
That's will be interesting to find out, but
She
here
works VIP at Pips.
he mans the door at Pips in
For
the
the weekend
VIP for the
waffle
night.
parties.
But
Yeah,
yeah, she
so
could be, yeah, she could be security at Lumen. She could be a Cure PD. We don't know, but all we know is she works nights, he works during the day. So his Audi, this goes back to the conversation last week, is his Audi spends like no time with his wife because she's working, right? So like, it's a dilemma that you don't think about initially, going, oh, when I'm if I could sever and not have to think about work when I get home, and not have to think about home when I get work at work, but then all the other factors in your life is just
And you can kind
makes
of
the
tell
decision
he's,
difficult.
I don't know if he's burnt out or he's a loser or what, but like, yeah, she's like talking to him and she's like, "Oh, don't forget this and don't forget that. Oh, did you remember this?" And he's like, "Oh, no, I forgot." It's like, dude, what do you do for like the other 8 hours you're awake, you fucking loser? Yeah.
Couldn't even cut the cookie dough and the things and put it in the oven.
Just maybe all these people do have like brain damage. Like you have to cut
Well,
the cookie dough. Like who doesn't know that, right? So like I don't know. Theory corner. Anyways.
is this, are they all in a coma? Are they all in comas? I mean, we go, I mean, this is it's like the Olivia Wilde movie, or Olivia Munn, whatever one that was Jason Sudeikis's ex-wife, Don't Worry, Darling. And they, I don't know if you ever saw that. Did you ever see that?
I don't think so. Oh.
Yeah, you should watch it. But it's kind of like, you think they're in this thing, and then it turns out they're basically like not. It's I don't want to ruin it because there's a big surprise at the end. It's pretty good. So back to Helly and Mark.
Oh, real quick, did you happen to notice that Dylan's wife stole Pam's art gallery look with the black vest and purple under sweater? Go and look at a photo. It's the exact same outfit.
I saw on Reddit today, like, people kept calling her Pam from The Office. But
That's great. That's who we
didn't.
wish Pam would have wound up with, and Jim would have wound up with Kathy, or or Karen.
Or both. I would think Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, all the way.
Is it the same outfit that Phyllis also wore, that Pam had the same one?
It might be.
There's an episode after they come back, after Pam rejoins from the Michael Salt Paper Company, and they're like, oh, same, did you get the Steamtown Mall? Like, and they're wearing the same outfit or whatever. I don't know.
That's great. Let's see. Yeah, back to Mark and Helly. So, what else happened?
We
They got cut
they
loose
kind
by
of
the
go their
goat people.
same, yeah, after the goat people, they kind of, I mean, you see, I think the main two, I mean, they separate pretty much after that into their outies. So you see, well, going back to Helly comes out and sees Miss Cobell and Miss Selvig in the parking lot. And we found out at the very beginning of the episode, the opening was Selvig was sleeping in her car on the
Yeah.
road,
Oh, really appreciate
presumably going to Salt's Neck.
having that turned all the way up and that 18-wheeler passed by blaring its horn. That woke me up. Yeah.
But she's on her way to Salt's Neck, which is not a real town. I looked it up, and 238 miles. Another one, like, if you want to go down rabbit holes and like, what does that number represent? And what's that have to do with that? But she turns around. She, for whatever reason, this is going to go into theory corner for me again. She does not continue on. She still has a breathing tube with Charlotte, which we're assuming is her mother. Could be a daughter too, because we don't know what, I mean, we're assuming we're in present day, but the cars are all like 80s, like 70s and 80s type cars.
Yeah, the only one with like a modern vehicle is Milchick with his freaking motorcycle.
Yeah, but like his motorcycle, though, from what Ben Stiller said, and the thing is like an older motorcycle. It's
Interesting,
some like
interesting.
badass motorcycle though,
Yeah,
but
it
like
looked
really
awesome.
expensive one.
Yeah.
But not like a, you know, like a 60s or 70s motorcycle. So, I mean, is it just style or is it related to the time period? But so we see Coble turn around, Selvig turn around. We see Helena come out of Lumen with her security guard
Yeah,
and
now she don't drive to work, she gets a ride. I don't know if you noticed that. Because like the first season, Mark almost hits her walking in the parking lot. So she just
Yeah,
drove
that was,
herself.
or did she say, hey, drop me, it's my first day, drop me off, like I want to walk in.
School bus stop, drop me off at the bus stop. Yeah.
Or drop me off like a block away, I don't want my parents to see me, like, dad, don't
Jamie
drop me off, drop me off at the end of
Egan
the
is just like, see you later.
parking lot. Buy Fepid Moppet, Fetid Moppet.
Yeah. She's like about to get in the car, and Cobell walks up. Parking lot's empty, right? And she's like, basically starting to make demands about coming back. She wants to be back in charge of the severed floor. And they're like, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's very interesting, like how kind of this is the second time she's trying to make demands, and they're like, I wonder why Cobell Selvig thinks she is indispensable to Cold Harbor,
Yeah.
or does she have so much vested in it because whoever Charlotte is with the breathing mask that's in her car, her mom or daughter, sister, whoever, is it, does she think it's a key to bringing her back from the dead or whatever the whole
Could be.
purpose is?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, someone who totally thinks way more of herself than anybody else does.
Yeah,
And I
what's
really
it?
think
Helena's like, ooh, ego, hubris, and all this stuff. And she's like,
hubris,
I've earned
ego.
everything I've got. Yeah.
But no, it's all I hear is hubris, ego.
Yeah.
Like, those are not the teachings of Kier.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of like you don't see that from the rest of them at the moment, you know,
Yep.
I think. But it was a very good, that little speech by Helly, or Helena. And then, you know, after the demands, and she's basically like, okay, well, let's just try to resolve it. Let me see if we can get the board, and let's go inside. And she's like, oh, the board is ready, come on in. And And it's like it reminded me of Goodfellas, like at the end where he's like Robert De Niro's like, Karen, Karen, come check out the address just this way. Karen, Karen, come here.
It's just right down that
Come
way. Yeah,
here.
it's just right in there.
Yeah. This way. Go down there. Go down there. Like she knew that she wasn't probably coming out.
No.
So would who do you think the board is like real people that are alive?
No, I don't.
Or AI tier family, like
I think they're all in Jame Egan's head, right? As severed people living inside his chip, right? Where they can all, and he is unsevered. He is reintegrated, but it's all of those people.
any more like the four refiners and Miss Casey or like the five tempers inside of
Yeah.
James Egan's head.
Could be. No, I'm telling you, man, it's
Which
weird that.
one called his daughter a fetid Moppet? Do you think that was Irving or Dylan?
Oh, definitely Dylan.
Yeah. I think
Yeah,
that's it
it's.
for Helena.
Yeah, Helena, yeah, she basically was like, come on inside, you're definitely not gonna die. And then Cobell like got her car and like took off. And
Yeah.
that was it for her. I think then it gets like we kind of breezed over, like we haven't got to it yet, but I guess like Milchick's like moment. He's
Oh,
like
yeah.
coming in the morning, and what's your name is already that Natalie, who's
Yeah.
like the board's like mouthpiece,
Yeah.
really weird. They appreciate Milchick's hard work and dedication, so they gift him with paintings of him as a version
They
of Kier.
blackface
Kier.
Keir
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And
Well,
like
and I
him
guess
is
it.
like an old man in bed, like yeah, they're like another Egan.
I guess it answers the question if they see race in the show because it's like
Think they do.
they're like and they apparently we learned that they did the same thing for Natalie like
Yeah. I would love to see like Harmony Cobell, like her painting, but with like a mustache, because you know it's just got to be her with a mustache. Yeah. Yeah, Natalie had the same thing, and she's just has that like dead eye inside, like
She has
smile.
the
Like,
greatest
it's freaking me out, dude.
yeah, she does she whatever the actress's name, she plays it perfectly.
Kills it. Kills it. She needs more
And
lines.
then
That's what she needs.
Milchick's like, thank you. And then I love how he just when she leaves, he puts it away in the top shelf of the closet.
Yeah, he's
He's
like,
like,
eh.
never opening this again.
Yep. Yeah, I just
And
read
then
something. Get a very Get Out vibe of
Yeah.
Natalie. That's an interesting concept, is they severed her with somebody else's personality. That's fucking weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be nothing as it seems.
Yeah.
And then the other Natalie piece is she goes to see Rickon, and we see Mark's sister walk in, and they're talking about revamping his book more geared towards the innies because the innies have responded fondly to it. And he is just
Tailor the verbiage.
he's in full regalia of himself.
Oh, he's like
Because
three steps of getting in the parade car and just fucking waving to the crowd.
yeah,
Like the guy just landed on the moon.
he's gonna have his picture in the car, like in the parade, like they did in the newspaper in the first the first episode where they tell him that they were
Photoshop
ruined
his
as
face over
heroes.
Kennedy driving through Dealey Plaza.
Did you we were talking about Rickon. Did you I downloaded and I read like 15 pages of it. The UUR that's on Apple Books.
I have not yet. I know you can download it. I know it's just
Yeah.
a fucking acid trip, probably.
It I like chapter one is like let us address the elephant in the room, my name. Like literally, it's just bonkers. Like, I don't know who dreamed of this stuff or who wrote this, but it's
Dude.
insane. So that's on the agenda to finish at some point.
Yeah, that's definitely on the card this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess the last piece is the finality of the mark stuff. So we Audie Mark is with his sister, and they're talking about trying to, are you alive? Basically, he built this thing to try to burn that into his eyes,
Into his retinas, yeah.
his retinas, so as any can see it.
It's
And that
almost
leads.
a little disappointing, right? Because he's trying to imprint an image on his retina to talk to his innie, right? And
Yeah.
that's one of the only ways he thinks he can do that. Apparently he read it on the internet, as we'll talk about
Yeah.
here in a minute.
Yeah.
But he's asking who was alive. Like he doesn't know who was, like we all know who was alive, so it's like trying to put ourselves like in his spot to be like, who's alive? I
Yeah.
don't know. I just was holding a picture of me and my dead wife. Does he really think that he wasn't talking about her? I don't know. It's really tough.
Well, why wouldn't you just put is Gemma alive? Like,
Who could he be
or well,
talking
he
about?
was he. Well, I guess it makes sense because the innie knows her as Miss Casey, right?
True.
I think just from the innie piece when he's out in the outside world and he sees a picture and runs, says she's alive, and then he doesn't know, he still calls her Miss Casey. I f believe.
Wasn't Rickon the one who was like, oh, maybe he was talking about the baby?
Yeah.
Rickon is a fucking plant, dude. Like, he works for Lumen.
Well, none of this is real, but we'll get
Exactly.
there in a
True.
second.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's gonna burn this thing into his retinas. His sister's helping him. I love how he's like, so that's why he was timing his like walk into Lumen was, how long do I have to burn this into my eyes for my
Yeah.
innie to see it? And of course, dude, you gotta blind yourself looking at a spotlight.
Yeah, and then he goes to like some, I'm assuming maybe it's a building behind the college that they used to work at.
Yeah.
Rigabi, who did the reintegration of Petey,
Killed the other dude.
killed
Security guy.
security
Beefcake.
guy. She follows him, basically says it's not going to work. The only thing that's going to work is reintegration. And Mark asks, is my wife alive? And she says, the last time I was there, she was. Now, how long ago was that? Because she was putting chips in the people's heads, right? And she was
Yeah.
the one who used to do the procedure. So was she like Milchick? Because did Milchick perform? Like, did we see Milchick putting in Helly's?
He was there documenting it with photos for the
Okay.
big gala. So that's the only
Oh,
reason he was in there.
okay.
But I do like that Rigabi explains to him that the burning of the retinas doesn't work and then explains
Yeah.
why it doesn't work. I love that they actually went into that little minutia
Yeah.
detail where when you do sever, it dilates your pupils and erases everything. And I'm like, okay, all right, you sold me on that. You're not just saying like, oh, it's code scanners. Like, you're not just blanketing some
Yeah.
bullshit. Like, you gave me a
Yeah.
reason. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we get to see kind of, and she assures Mark she's better at it now.
Because she's had
After
time to
the
test on the rabbits or goats or whatever.
Petey debacle.
Yeah.
And then they do the reintegration procedure, which was really cool stylistically.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
Basically saying that like the innie and the outie are on two different brave wavelengths or something like that,
Yeah.
and we're merging them. And of course she almost screws it up and fries his egg because his hand starts like shaking and she's like, oh shit.
Well,
Yeah.
and that's gonna be a callback to that for
Oh yeah.
sure.
That's a
So,
little breadcrumb for later. Yeah.
yeah, and so we'll see, and then, we'll see. Is that the last we've seen of Innie and Outie Mark, like
The split. Yeah.
separately, the
That's a
split?
good point.
So, or wait, are we going to be able to kind of tell, when he's down in Lumen on the severed
Yeah.
floor,
Because we don't fully understand what reintegration means. We saw what it meant to Petey, but he was losing his marbles. And I can't imagine this is a one-time technique because Rigabi said he didn't listen to me and do the things I said, which sounds like there's
Yeah.
more than just recalibrating the brain. So what, he's got to get a checkup every
didn't
3 weeks? I don't, yeah.
come in for the 6,000 mile oil change and the maintenance and
You get the top off. Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting, like, can't they just remove the chip? Like, let me ask you this before we go into more
Yeah.
theory. Could you just remove the chip?
I don't
You
think so.
basically drew, like, it'd be interesting to know more about the procedure, because what I remember watching in season one, they basically drill into your skull and just put a chip, put like this little pill looking thing in there. So I don't remember them, like, and with a soldering iron, like soldering it to like brain waves and shit. So in theory, that chip or whatever should turn on and off when you go through the elevator. Like, could you just remove it?
I think it literally severs like a part of the brain to create new memories. So that way, if you remove the chip, there's just no way to access it because those parts are severed. Unless you did some miraculous Marvel Universe brain connectivity crap. But it literally,
Multiverses? Are we in the
yeah,
multiverse?
I think this is a multiverse. Yeah, but it's all with it. It's all like an Inception multiverse. They're just a dream within a dream within a
Yeah.
dream. To quote our favorite director, Christopher Nolan. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think if you remove it, you lose that, right? I think also you can't take it out because it's so deep in the brain. Like the only time we've ever seen anybody have it taken out is Petey, and that was after he was dead.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, it'd be interesting to know more about that, because yeah, the only time it's ever been taken out was when he was dead. Anything else before we go to theory corner real quick?
No, I certainly for Christmas do not want oil paintings of myself in the image of Kier, so please don't get that for me for Christmas. And I shall, in reciprocation, do the same.
Sounds perfect to me. I will send them
Thank
back.
God. Okay, all right, yeah, you want to talk Theory Corner? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, just quickly, the only thing for me in the theory, I kind of am going to double down on what I thought last week, is that this basically is a there's something going on where the outside world is part of the whole, well, outside world isn't real. It's like another level of, I would say, like the maze, like Westworld, the maze was built for, it's not built for the guests. I mean, it's not built for the guests, it's built for
Hosts.
the hosts. And it's like all a mind maze to consciousness, and that these are like basically, host type clone or whatever you call it, that like maybe Milchek and others were developed and kind of perfected as basic, kind of
Certain type
clones
of
or
hosts.
replicas. And now, yeah, they're kind of the host. So that's kind of, I'm doubling down on that theory.
It's an interesting theory. I will be concerned if we see Evan Rachel Wood pop up, or maybe Adam Scott is originally the man in white who
He's,
becomes the man in black.
yeah, he's the man in black.
That's an interesting theory. There's so many levels to the show. It's really hard to say. I don't know what to, I it could be that this town is the first level of Severance. And then you go into Lumen and it's,
Yeah.
you go to the Severed floor and it's the next level where they do like Inception, right? Because the movie Inception is dream within a
Yeah.
dream where you plant that, right? This is where they do all the macro work is at the
Yeah.
sub level, right? It is possible because we've seen people, Cobell is the only one that's made it the furthest that we know, right? But she never actually made it to Salt Lake. It does seem to be quite a bit of ways from the town of Kier. Perhaps the entire town is severed and they are all a part of the beehive worker severance life, where they just all work for Lumen. Holy shit, dude, I think we cracked it.
I mean, that's the, to me, that makes the most sense. Because I mean, it's kind of, you don't even get a hint of nobody's talking about, like, even Mark and Rickon and all of them on the outside are not going like, hey, we got the family vacation plan. Did you, can you, what's it, how do you get the request work off as a separate employee? Or,
Yeah. I can't wait
there's
to find
definitely
out
something.
that when the Kears have kids, they too hang sea kelp, just as Rickon did. Like it's all a
Yeah.
part of like the Lumen Kier like religion. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other theories?
Goats. I don't know. It's just weird that like they all their innies are all better versions of themselves on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Dylan's is like a go-getter, right? Who's really good. Adam Scott is more emotionally stable. Helly's not a whole, cold-hearted biatch. And Irving is I don't know how his innie is better than his outie, but
Yeah, we don't know much about his outie yet, but we see he looks like kind of like a scofflaw, like
yeah.
someone who break the
Hey.
rules versus the innie where he's very following rules, but and
Yeah,
they're starting to bleed over because he's breaking rules in inside now. So
what were those writers in like the 60s where the beatniks or something like that? Like he seems very counterculture. Like, yeah, like but inside he's a rule follower. That's really interesting way to look at it. Yeah, and then the other thing, other theory I had was oh yeah, maybe Irving worked in O&D, and that's why he was so connected to Bert, but his memory's been wiped, which is why he's been on the export floor or the his the testing floor, right? That's why he's seen it, maybe.
Or he worked on the export floor, or he, yeah, I mean, there's something, there's some connection there internally and externally. So
Yeah,
good
there's a lot
stuff,
of
man.
theories, man.
Can't wait till the next up. I've been trying to stay off of Reddit because
Oh,
like it's
dude, yeah.
just too many like wild theories on that. So
I agree. You got to stay off the Reddits. The people are now all over the show. They're going to post a shit ton of theories. Stick with our own. I'm liking that Kier is a first level of severance. Everybody in Kier is severed at the first level. I love that idea. Let's go with that. But yeah, anything else on Severance episode 3?
no, can't wait till Thursday. Watch episode 4.
Yeah, what was the title? I'd like to look at the title of episode 4. I got it right here.
It's the title's called Kier is the First Level.
The first rule of Kier is you don't talk about Kier. Yeah. It's called Woe's Hollow. So that'll be interesting. I don't know what that means, but that'll be. Well, Woe is one of the four pillars of
That's
Kierism.
where they go on vacation, the Woe's Hollow.
It's just over the hill. Yeah, by Malice Creek.
Right next to Frolic Lane, Frolic City. I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah, anything else, man?
Nada.
Awesome. Yeah, well, hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I know we're really enjoying Severance. This is one of the better shows on TV. I don't know who compares it to Silo. Those are two completely different shows. I think we talked about that last week. But tune in next week. We'll be talking about episode 4 of Severance, Woe's Hollow. And we'll be getting ramped up for White Lotus. That'll be in, it's just over 2 weeks out. So tune in for that. Check out the podcast platforms. Check out, Instagram. Check out the website. And as Brother and Kier likes to say,
They lose Howley.